Hi, welcome to Bookie. Today we will unlock the book, Verbal Judo, by George J. Thompson. As humans, we communicate every day, constantly engaging in conversations with one another. Whether we're chatting with a colleague, negotiating with a client, or even just talking to our loved ones, effective communication plays a crucial role in our interactions. However, have you ever found yourself in a heated argument or a frustrating situation where you wish you had the skills to defuse tensions and turn the conversation into a fruitful exchange? If so, then Verbal Judo, The Gentle Art of Persuasion by George J. Thompson is a book that you simply cannot afford to miss. As an accomplished police officer, martial artist, and communication specialist, Thompson brings a unique perspective to the art of verbal persuasion. This groundbreaking book introduces readers to the concept of verbal judo, a tactical communication method that helps individuals maintain control, diffuse conflicts, and influence others in a positive manner. Imagine a scenario where you're dealing with an irate customer who is dissatisfied with a product or service. Their anger radiates as they raise their voice and direct their frustrations towards you. Feelings of defensiveness begin to creep in, and the situation seems to escalate rapidly. What if, instead of reacting in a confrontational manner, you possessed the knowledge to masterfully navigate the conversation and achieve a mutually beneficial outcome? Thompson's method of verbal judo equips you with the skills necessary to wield language as a powerful tool for persuasion and influence. By carefully applying his principles, you can disarm volatile situations, steer conversations towards constructive resolutions, and build long-lasting relationships. The core philosophy centers around four fundamental principles: respect, empathy, assertion, and cooperation. Through an array of real-life examples and captivating anecdotes from his experiences as a police officer, Thompson explores various strategies and techniques to effectively employ verbal judo. You'll learn how to redirect aggression, handle difficult individuals with grace, and transform confrontations into collaborative problem-solving sessions. Throughout the pages of this book, Thompson reveals the often overlooked power of words and shows how they can be used to achieve your goals while fostering positive relationships. Whether you're a law enforcement professional seeking to enhance your communication skills, a business person aiming to negotiate more effectively, or simply an individual looking to navigate everyday conversations with finesse, Verbal Judo offers invaluable insights that can revolutionize your approach to communication. This book is not simply about conflict management, it is a comprehensive guide to mastering the art of persuasive communication. Within the following full summary of Verbal Judo, we'll delve deeper into the key concepts, strategies, and techniques that Thompson presents in order to empower readers to become expert communicators. From understanding the power of words and nonverbal cues to learning how to defuse anger and redirect aggression, this book offers a wealth of knowledge and practical tools that can be applied to any situation. Get ready to transform your conversations and achieve remarkable results by embracing the profound wisdom of verbal judo. We will outline the three most significant key ideas from this book in the upcoming text. 1. Effective communication and defusing potential conflicts can be achieved through the use of tactical and empathic listening skills. 2. The power of words lies in their ability to control and redirect confrontations, making it essential to choose language that de-escalates situations and fosters cooperation. 3. By mastering tactical empathy, emotional intelligence, and reframing techniques, individuals can navigate difficult conversations with a focus on achieving positive outcomes. For example, imagine a workplace scenario where two colleagues, John and Sarah, have been assigned to work together on a project. However, tensions quickly arise due to their different working styles and conflicting ideas. Instead of engaging in a heated argument, John decides to employ tactical listening techniques to defuse the situation. During a team meeting, John actively listens to Sarah's concerns and ideas without interrupting her. He pays attention not only to her words, but also to her body language and tone of voice, which reveal her frustration and dissatisfaction with the current project direction. By demonstrating empathy, John acknowledges and validates Sarah's feelings, saying, "I can see that you're feeling frustrated. I understand that you have different ideas about how the project should proceed." Through his empathic listening skills, John creates a safe space for Sarah to express herself fully. He asks open-ended questions to show his genuine interest in understanding her perspective. Could you please explain to me what specific aspects of the project you feel should be changed? What outcomes are you hoping to achieve? John's approach helps Sarah feel heard and valued, reducing her defensiveness and allowing her to articulate her concerns more effectively. As she describes her ideas and goals, John continues to listen attentively, nodding and using affirmations like, "I see what you mean," and "That's a valid point." After Sarah finishes expressing herself, John summarizes her thoughts to ensure he has understood correctly. He says, "So, if I understand correctly, you believe that incorporating XYZ into our project plan will lead to better outcomes and address the concerns raised by the client." By restating her ideas, John not only shows that he has actively listened, but also helps Sarah feel understood, fostering a sense of collaboration. John then shares his own perspective calmly and respectfully, highlighting the potential benefits of their project plan and addressing some of Sarah's concerns. He validates her ideas and proposes a compromise that integrates both of their suggestions. "I appreciate your input, Sarah. I believe we can incorporate some of your ideas while still aligning with the project's objectives. How about we explore a hybrid approach that includes XYZ but also considers the client's requirements?" By actively listening, empathizing, and finding common ground, John effectively diffuses the potential conflict. Both he and Sarah are now engaged in a productive conversation, focusing on problem-solving rather than personal attacks. They work together to develop a revised project plan that integrates their ideas, ensuring a more successful outcome. In this example, tactical listening skills have played a crucial role in diffusing a potential conflict and promoting effective communication. John's ability to listen actively, empathize, and validate Sarah's concerns has strengthened their working relationship and allowed them to reach a mutually beneficial resolution. By applying these techniques in our own lives, we can foster a culture of open dialogue and reduce conflicts in various personal and professional settings.